Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. A not-for-profit organisation which helps owners with rehoming and retraining racehorses once their careers on the track have ended says demand for its service is growing. Some of the racehorses it has supported have gone on to have a second career in show jumping or dressage. Our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey has been finding out more.
At Robbie Power's yard in Summerhill in County Meath, Super Sunday is enjoying his retirement. The multiple Grade 1 winner over hurdles, who'll be 12 on the 1st of January, has a new role, as jockey Robbie Power explains.
Super Sunday obviously was a very, very good racehorse. I won three Grade 1s on him. He beat some of the top 2 mile hurdlers at that time. And he was a horse I was always very fond of. And he has a fantastic attitude, you know, he's a great temperament. And my wife was looking for a horse to sort of ride at home, and I kindly asked Jesse, would the Pottses be good enough to let me have Super Sunday when he retired? And literally just over a year ago, he ran his last race in the Hatton's Grace in Fairy House behind Honeysuckle, and we decided to retire him after that. And the Pottses were very, very good to let me have him. So it's great to have a horse like him that you can give another life to. And he's such a great temperament, as I said, and Hannah enjoys riding him, you know, he's great fun. And we have a lot of racehorses, young horses that come through the yard as well as 3 and 4 year olds that are learning the trade and learning how to jump, and Sunday lead them up over the hurdles down the field and over the little baby logs and all that when they're learning their trade. So he's kind of a schoolmaster in some sense, where he's teaching the babies coming along what to do.
Solly Doon is another ex-racehorse at the yard. Robbie Power's sister Elizabeth, an eventing champion in her own right, has enjoyed huge success.
This guy was always quite special. He was very talented, a bit of a monkey, but I knew he had a lot of talent, so we kept him eventing and he's got to the very top level.
Throella, the not-for-profit organisation set up to rehome and retrain racehorses, is hoping more people will follow suit. Sarah Sands explains what they're about.
We keep it pretty simple. We connect people, so it's much easier now to, if you want to source a racehorse, you can come to us and our platform will help you find one that meets your needs. Thoroughbreds are natural athletes, and as one of the most intelligent breeds, they're actually really easy to retrain. So what we're trying to do is encourage more people to take that on and see more of them competing in the various equine disciplines across Ireland, which include eventing, which they're absolutely brilliant at and can climb the ranks quite easily. They're very good show jumpers, they're naturally good movers, so they can turn the hand to dressage as well. And they're quick and speedy, which means that polo comes naturally to them. So they can do a lot of things after they've finished their racing days.
For horse trainer Jessica Harrington, retraining and rehoming ex-racehorses is something she feels very strongly about.
The main thing is that I feel in our establishment here is we do our best to rehome and give them another life after racing. Because the first thing you have to remember is that horses, not only racehorses, but most horses live between 20 and 30 years if they're in good health. And to get, you know, to rehome them, to have another life after racing, to me, is very important.
Of course, for some horses like Sizing John, injury has prevented a go at a second career. But that doesn't mean he isn't savouring his retirement. As assistant trainer, Kate Harrington explains.
He had an amazing career as a racehorse. He's the only horse ever to win 3 Gold Cups in 1 year. He won the Irish Gold Cup, Cheltenham Gold Cup, and then the Punchestown Gold Cup. And he was an absolute phenomenal horse. But then through thick and thin, which we know, he had 3 different separate injuries that prevented him coming back. And we've been doing a lot of rehab and everything, but we kind of, between myself and my mum Jessica, we've come to the conclusion that he's not going to come fit enough to have that next life, which a lot of horses do have. So he's going to have a long, happy retirement here at Commonstown, or hopefully maybe at the Irish National Stud.
And that's assistant trainer Kate Harrington ending that report from Sinead Hussey.